Off the Ball Breakfast.
Mad the wrestling in the 90s was. Like, people cutting their face open, jumping off the top of the cages, like sleeper matches, buried alive matches. Like, as a kid, I watched it and thought, like, oh, this is all real, but it's watered down now, isn't it? It's nowhere near it. When's the last time you've seen somebody being hit by a chair in wrestling?
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello there, I'm Dara Smith-Nocton and you're very welcome to a special edition of Rugby Daily here from Clermont-Ferrand. We're now in the aftermath of a disappointing night in the Women's Six Nations for Ireland. The French ran out eventual 26-7 winners in the Stade Marcel Michelin following a dominant second half performance. Ireland will very much rue their misfortune in the first half as the TMO disallowed three Irish tries in the opening 30 minutes. In this episode, we'll be hearing from Ireland head coach Scott Beamont, captain Aaron King and outside centre Aoife Dalton as they all spoke in the immediate aftermath of the game. Rugby on Off the Ball is with thanks to Bank of Ireland, hashtag never stop competing. First up, let's hear from head coach Scott Beamont. He summed up his own thoughts around Ireland's performance and expressed his pride in his side showing in a packed out French cauldron. I was informed that every available ticket was sold for last night's fixture, with the official attendance totaled at around 17,000.
We went after a fast start and we created the opportunities, and we just said to the group, you know, the closer you get, the bigger impacts the fine margins have. So when you get those chances and you get those chances to build scoreboard pressure, like, you gotta take them. At halftime, I was incredibly proud how the girls started and kept going. We know that France have the first two games, you know, come back stronger, and we tried to sort of live with the physicality. In fact, we lived it in the first half and tried to live it into the second. And I think what we've produced there is a proper test match. And we want people back in Ireland to see what the girls are doing and continue to get on board with it. So it's a bit frustrating. This is an incredibly hard place to come. So, you know, congratulations to France. I think that's the best I've seen them play in this competition. And, you know, we've created opportunities for ourselves. So what we'll do, we'll learn our lessons. We'll go back to Ireland. We've got two incredible home games coming. And we'll attack it as we've attacked the first three games. And we know we've got better every session, and we'll keep trying to get better every game. And if we do that, get more people coming on board, coming down to support, hopefully we can keep this green wave going forward. In the last few minutes, after the whistle's gone and you look round and you see people that know they've left everything physically out there, and a group that's, you know, uncertain about how to feel about it. So I said, well, we've got an opportunity here. So albeit the game's gone away from us on the scoreboard, we've got an opportunity to reflect on what we've done and leave here more connected than we arrived. So I genuinely think we keep getting better. Like I said, it took England 8 years to come to France and win. So we actually knew the enormity of the task that we were facing. And as an occasion, you don't get anything more hostile than this. And it was an incredible atmosphere to play in. And you saw a group that in the main, like, handled it. And every time we get to exposed to these level of rugby, level of competition against one of the World Cup contenders, then we've got the opportunity to learn more than anybody else. So if we can leave here more connected, take our lessons from the pitch, take our lessons from the fine margins, and we'll just keep getting better and keep going after that.
Fine margins. That was the tale of the tape, unfortunately, last night. We'll be hearing a bit more from Scott Beamont in a moment, but first, let's get the thoughts of Ireland captain Aaron King. At just 22 years old, Aaron is in her first season as captain of the national team, and in what was her first ever Six Nations game away in France. She spoke about the impact of the crowd in Clermont and some of the positives that can be taken from last night's performance.
I mean, yeah, obviously we're a bit frustrated, but we definitely fired shots, so I think we're really proud of some of the shots that we fired and, you know, how close we are. It's just fine margins, really, and we are really close to the top four, and I think that's why we're so frustrated, because if, you know, we'd gotten them tries in that first half, it would have been a different story. But yeah, just really proud of the girls and just keep our heads up and stick together. And, you know, we've got two really big games coming up, so that's where the heads go now, really. I think we're so lucky that the women's game is growing and things like this aren't occasions anymore. It's just almost another game for us. And we place emphasis on focusing on ourselves and the game being the priority. And I think the girls stuck to that and we can be really proud of that. But yeah, it was an amazing place to come to and an amazing crowd to play in front of. And I think we don't go into our shells anymore. We really thrive off that energy. And like Scott said, we wanted a fast start. And I think we really brought that. And it's so great. We're getting all these experiences and all these learnings and we're only getting better and better, you know. Our squad is so young. So every opportunity we get to play in front of crowds like this, it's only getting us more experience and getting us better. So we'll take the positives out of that.
Aaron, I suppose the scoreboard at the end, if you weren't to watch the game, you wouldn't think it was such a two-sided game. It does really feel like a big missed opportunity, doesn't it, for Ireland?
Yeah, obviously, we're probably frustrated. Like Scott said, if we'd gotten fine margins, if we'd gotten them few tries that weren't tries in the first half, it would have looked really different going into the second half. But that's just rugby, and sometimes it's the bounce of the ball. It's inches. It's a game of inches, especially when you're competing with the likes of France and the best in the world. It comes down to them fine margins, and yeah, it's frustrating. But on the flip side, we've showed what we're capable of and that we can compete with them. And we're such a young squad, and the learnings that we've gotten from that are you can't get that anywhere else. So yeah, I think we're going to look at them learnings and, you know, tweak a few things, but really proud of the group. And yeah, we're just going to keep getting closer and closer and better and better, I think.
You're coming across quite positive. Is that the mood in the dressing room, that even though we didn't get the result on the night, that there's something to build off here going forward?
Definitely. I think you only have, like you said, you only have to watch that game to see what we're capable of. And there's a lot to obviously learn. But, you know, myself, even every game that I play, I'm learning and in that captaincy role. And yeah, I'm proud of the girls, and we're just going to keep growing and take little bits and pieces from each game and add them to our game and just keep building and building that green wave and keep working hard. I think we have that heart, we have that passion, and they're the hard things to get, and we have them.
Despite the many positives to take from last night's performance, it is yet another competitive loss to this French side. And with the group's desire to break into that top two in the Six Nations, I asked head coach Scott Beamond whether he felt this result was a bit of a setback for this team.
Does it feel like a setback at all to you personally?
No, we said from the outset this game, the result wouldn't make or break the Six Nations. People talk about missed opportunities, but we know how hard it is to come to France to get a result. We said we'd go after the performance. We've asked some pretty tough questions of France today. I think that's France had to go deeper, play better than they've done previously in this competition and probably for a while. So we're moving in the right direction is going to be the rhetoric, because I think that's the right thing. As we close the gap, you know, next year we get them over to Ireland, presents more opportunities. We've got a run of test matches, both the next two games in Ireland and then the Global Series in the summer. So we've got a group that's young, that's now becoming incredibly experienced, and the more layers we can get into that group, like the more we'll be able to produce, the more we'll be able to handle pressure moments within the game, which then become the fine margins. You control the fine margins and you get those moments right, suddenly it can look very different. So I think the rhetoric today is that we've played well. We've got a good performance out there. We just start nailing some of those smaller fine margins, and the scoreboard looks different.
And finally, from the reaction in Clermont, I spoke with a distraught Aoife Dalton in the wake of last night's defeat to France. Aoife spoke about those disallowed tries in the first half and what lessons can be taken from the game.
Aoife Dalton must be massively disappointed after that result.
Yeah, that's probably the initial feeling after that. We just couldn't convert in the first half, and then, you know, even if we had gotten one of them scores, it could have been 12 or 14-7 going in at half time, and it's a different game then. We knew what we were coming up against today. We definitely didn't, just because the result the last day, expect to come in here and just put out a performance and win. It takes a lot to beat France in France, and just disappointed that we just couldn't convert in the first half. And
you seem pretty distraught about those moments in particular. How do you get over things like that, because I'm sure you could spend all day and all night thinking about them, but how do you move past that now?
Yeah, we have a great group and we're very grounded as well. Like, we'll have a review next week, whatever days we're in, and like, you don't really have a choice. It's just the nature of high performance. Like, you just have to move on and learn quick. We have two home games coming up now, Wales and Scotland, and we'll have to bring our best to beat them in Belfast and Dublin. But no, we're excited for that. You just have to move on. You don't really have a choice.
And what was that crowd like out there? I heard it was a sellout. Famously a pretty awful atmosphere to play in terms of as an away side.
Yeah, in fairness to the French crowd, they're amazing. It felt like there was another 77,000 in there. It takes a lot to come over here and, like, as I said, like, beat France in France. We don't let the occasion get to us or anything like that. We just try to focus on ourselves and stuff. But no, the French crowd they're brilliant in fairness, and they always make a fantastic occasion for us to play in.
You must be getting sick of close games with France. Where do you think the progress will be made now? Like, there's been a few close games in a row. What needs to happen to get over the line?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think just when you play any of the top tier nations, like, it just comes down to fine margins. And like, if you take the game today, like, we needed scores in the first half. We were camped in their 22 and we just didn't get it. But yeah, I think there's positives to take, but I think in terms of how we get a performance, it's how many of, like, I suppose we always say you're not going to win every moment, but it's the moments you can win, just take full advantage of them, and whoever can move on quickly and build on that momentum, it's probably going to go their way. So, you know, we had no illusions coming into this. We knew it wasn't going to be perfect, and, like, even when the tries weren't converted and stuff, we just knew we had to go again, because, you know, they're inevitably going to come back at us.
Do you feel like if you had that game back, you could have got over the line? Like, it was a very close game with such fine margins.
Yeah, like, we needed to convert a score in the first half, I'd say. And, like, when it was 7-7 at halftime, it would have been 12 or 14-7 going in. It's a bit of a different story, you know. I full credit to France, though. They came out in the second half, as we knew they would, and they really just got their big runners up and going, and they're just hard to stop.
And finally, Scott and Aaron were quite positive around the direction of the group. Do you feel the same? Is that the kind of mood in the dressing room?
Yeah, definitely. No, we're in a position now where we just want to keep pushing on, and we keep putting in better and better performances against these tier one nations, and we know eventually, like, if we just keep knocking on the door, eventually we'll get our foot into it, and we just have to keep going and, as I said, learn fast from this, because, you know, it's just the nature. We can't really afford to just sit back and feel sorry for ourselves. There's positives to take out there. Like, if you look at us in France 2 years ago, it was a very different story. But yeah, we just, as I said, we won't sit around and feel sorry for ourselves. You just have to move on.
Is that the most important thing now, do you think?
Definitely, yeah, especially with the two home games coming up. We won't underestimate Wales or Scotland by any means. But yeah, it's important for us to get these two wins at home, because the last 2 years we've come third, but we've only gotten two wins. So definitely targeting those two home games.
That's all from a busy night in the Stade Marcel Michelin. A disappointing evening for the Irish, but plenty to build on for the remaining two rounds of this campaign. The Six Nations now takes a 1 week break, and Ireland will be back on May the 9th to face Wales in the Afa Day Stadium in Belfast. Rugby on Off the Ball is with thanks to Bank of Ireland. Hashtag never stop competing. I've been Dara Smith Nocton, and thank you very much for listening.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster, and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.